Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet, which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Well, welcome back to another episode of Risen Motherhood. My name is Laura Whiffler, and I have my sister-in-law, Emily Jensen, here with me.
Hello.
And today we just actually wanted to prep you guys for a show we're going to be doing next week. It's called Ask Us Anything. And a few weeks ago on social media, we took your questions. We solicited any question you want to ask us. Emily and I would try to tackle in a special hour-long episode. Well, it is coming out next week, and you guys hit us with some doozies. We are not going to be able to cover every single question. Some are going to turn into full-on shows. Other ones, we are just going to try to get through as many as we possibly can, but you guys hit us with so many. We're going to be talking about things like daily routines, transitioning to more kids, finding a mentor, even somebody asked us about our love stories. So there are so many different questions that we are going to be trying to tackle and touch on. So we hope you will tune in for this special episode where we sort of rapid fire go through all these different things. And if we don't get to your question, know that they are all so important to us. We really appreciated you guys taking time to send us things that you're curious about. And we will try to get to as many as we can. And like I said, some were asked so many times that we decided to turn them into full-blown shows. So hopefully at some point your question will get answered. And we hope you'll tune in for that next week. I think it's going to be really fun. I'm a little nervous, but I think it's going to be pretty awesome. Okay, so today we are talking about discernment with resources. So it sounds like kind of like a heavy topic, like discernment. What does that mean? But this is basically kind of what Emily and I talk about all the time, but we're going for the jugular of this huge topic a little bit, I feel like. And of course, we're only going to scratch the surface. We're barely going to cut it at all. But, with so much motherhood advice out there, how do we know what is helpful, what is true, what is hurtful, what is untrue? And as we kind of shared a couple weeks ago in our Hope for 2017 about biblical literacy, this is one of those things that, like, you can't have discernment without knowing your Bible, without having read it, without that literacy that we're talking about. And so just know that as kind of the overarching umbrella, and we'll get into that a little bit. But we want to encourage you guys in just knowing that being able to do what we're sort of going to talk about a little bit doesn't happen unless you have a personal relationship with the Lord that is growing in knowledge and understanding of who He is.
Yeah. And I think there's that element of community too, and having other Christians around you. I think what's really interesting about all these resources out there is, you're walking through motherhood and you have an issue, whether it's, I don't know how to help my child sleep better, or I'm wanting to do something different with discipline because I feel like, I don't have all my strategies down, or whatever that is. And kind of in our culture today, we like go online, there's a million resources out there, or maybe you're old fashioned, you like go to the library, you check out a book, or maybe you kind of have a Facebook group that you're a part of that you start sourcing for information, and you kind of get this, huge like windfall of resources. And it's just can be really hard if you have no compass to know, like, well, what is in line with kind of God's word, or like some of those principles, and what things can I take that are going to be helpful and are going to, promote kind of my overall goals as a mom? And what are the things that are just practical and that, it's not that big of a deal to try out something new? I think it's just really, really murky waters to kind of wade through, especially in resources that are kind of labeled as Christian, even,
Definitely. I think that's like a huge key point, is that just because something's labeled Christian definitely does not mean that it has sound theology or gospel is central. And I think it's really important that we don't just, hop into a Christian bookstore and pick up any book out there. And I think something else a lot of times moms can do, I know I can do it. I'll be like, oh, I really like this mom on Instagram. Like, I love what she does with her cooking, mm-hmm. and her kids are cute and everything looks fun, and she offers this great advice. I'm just going to do what she does. Or, I'm in this
adoptive mom group or I'm in a 2 under 2 group or, you know, and the moms in there, that's what they talk about. That's what they do. And we just sort of take in this advice and these suggestions and we don't really filter them. And we kind of get a part of our tribe and we carry our banner and, you know, then we're not really discerning what is true to the gospel, what is helpful or, you know, what maybe I should have read that a little more clearer. I should have, Emily always says this to me, take the meat and spit out the bones. And that's what we want to talk about today of just like, you know, it's not that being in those groups are bad or reading those books are bad. In fact, it can be really helpful, but, you do have to learn to take the meat and spit out the bones. And that is a learning process.
Sure. And Laura and I were kind of talking about the two different extremes with this, which both of us have totally fallen into at different times, which, you know, again, one is that no discernment and you're just kind of like, if I like the person, I just take it all in. Or, you know, if I picked up that book, I'm going to just read it and take it all, especially if it says Christian, must be fine, right? You know? And then the other side of that is just being really fearful and totally sheltering yourself and feeling like you really have to be nitpicky about everything. And, you're really looking for perfection in human things. And that's really tough because really quick you figure out every single person, every single book has errors, every single, you know, advice, you know, is broken. And so, either one of those extremes can be unhealthy and unhelpful.
Yeah. And that's the part where we can't look for perfection in people. And we have to remember that the Bible is the only inerrant book, the only book that we can fully trust. And so if we want to read and consume a variety of resources, then we can always just compare them to the Bible and expect, for them to become the Bible for us. And, so that's where this discernment comes in and knowing we don't have to fear because every book is going to have a little problem with it, but we also don't want to just take everything as if it were the Bible. So, I think Emily has a really helpful analogy that she has shared before, with me. So I'll let her jump into that.
Yeah. So as I was thinking about this, I guess if you can consider, so like you're going to the grocery store, and you're going to pick out a fruit. And let's say you're like picking out peaches, because I actually think peaches are like pretty hard to sort through, unless they're in season. They're very fickle.
They are fickle.
So you're looking at the whole fruit section and, you know, you're going to do various tests, right, to see if it's good or not. You're going to be looking for blemishes. You're going to look if there's little bruises on it. You're definitely going to smell and see if, like, does this smell awesome or does it have no smell? There's going to be some that are, like, completely almost rotten looking. You're, like, definitely not getting those. You're going to find some that are, like, salvageable, right? And that's a really wide variety. Some people think that one bruise is salvageable. Some people think that you can get one with 3 or 4 bruises and it's still salvageable. Some, if you're really lucky, you're going to find a great peach that looks almost perfect. You're like, awesome, right?
Taking that one.
Those don't come along.
I'm taking it.
Those don't come along very often. I'm taking it. And then occasionally, very frustrating, I will find peaches that look amazing and you get them home and you cut into them and they're just awful. Have you ever had that happen? It's like they're gross.
The worst.
And so I think as we're considering Christian resources, I think to some degree, there's truth here. Similarly, I think there's going to be some resources that are just pretty much totally rotten, you know? And I think most of us would agree that there's like not a lot of value there.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be this huge wide range of resources that kind of like Laura said, you know, take the meat, spit out the bones, cut the blemish off. There's still some good fruit there. There may still be some really beneficial things. And that's where that discernment comes in. And then there's occasionally going to be some really good things that have a lot to add, but they're still never going to be totally perfect. And then occasionally there'll be that really frustrating thing that your friend recommended or just came highly, highly recommended and you read it and you had these really high expectations and something just doesn't sit well with you. And you're like, actually, there was some harmful stuff in there and probably shouldn't consume that.
Yeah. And so how do we find those things? I think that analogy is really helpful to kind of see, okay, these are the different buckets that a lot of these things can fall in. And so there's a wide variety and it takes a lot of discernment, as we keep saying, to figure out what the right things are. So we're going to put this little list we're going to go through really quick. We're going to put it on the show notes. So we're going to clip through it, but you can go back and read it if you need it kind of broken down for you. But like, first of all, first and foremost, check for biblical truths. I mean, this is basics, but you know, how do you know if it's biblically true? By knowing your Bible, by knowing God's word. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to do just things that, soothe our itching ears, as 2 Timothy says. And I love what Piper says. He says, wimpy theology makes wimpy women. And I just think that's so key of just, we want to be strong women, not like those weak women in 2 Timothy that are easily led astray and they're not able to arrive at a knowledge of truth. And so we want to be able to see we're not easily led astray. We don't just take the bad fruit. You know, we know what bruises look like. We know that those are not edifying to us, and that we can be able to spending time in the word and understanding who God is and what he teaches, what he loves, to love what he loves, to hate what he hates, that we can find those things in a book, and that right away those things to us just jump off the pages to say, hey, this is what scripture says. This isn't just what feels good or sounds good to me.
Yeah. And another litmus test or fruit test is you can check somebody's credentials. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I don't know how many times I can remember reading a particular parenting book that someone had given me that I really respected from like 2 decades ago or something. And I read it and I thought it was really like, oh, there's some really good stuff in here. And come to find out, this person has been like convicted of a lot of horrible
stuff. Oh my goodness.
And once you like check their credentials and kind of their background, right, it sheds a whole new light on what I was reading. And so I think it's important that we're always checking, like, who is this person? Like, maybe where were they educated? Where are they getting their information? Who else is approving or endorsing this? And what is their reputation? And again, may still be some good fruit in something, but those things help inform what it is that we're consuming.
Yeah. And with that, checking their associations, like who are they buddying up with online? Who are they talking to? Also just checking their agenda. Is there some type of like hidden theology? I think, you know, I was reading, this isn't necessarily about Christian books, but I was reading some parenting books, and I read one on childbirth and I read one about like feeding children. And the feeding children was totally harmless. Like there didn't seem to be, at least as far as I could tell, any like hidden theology worldview. But in the childbirth book, as I was reading it, I started realizing like they're really talking about like my inner goddess and like finding my inner strength and relying on who I am. And I started like kind of getting some red flags of saying, you know, this really doesn't line up with scripture because, you know, without the Lord, I rely on him. I rely on God. And like, I am not able to bear children, but besides the fact of God's grace allowing me to get through that. And so, you know, kind of just looking like, again, I chose to continue reading that book and to see what I could get out of it. And I think I found some really helpful things about kind of having that all natural childbirth that I desire to have. But I wanted to be sure that I was reading it with a lens that said, hey, these things I know do not align with the gospel. And so those aren't, things that I want to just say, yeah, inner goddess self. Like I want to be a woman warrior in birth. And so, those were even just in 2 non-Christian books, but just where we need to use, wisdom when reading.
Yeah. And exactly like Laura's saying, we need to check for the gospel. And this is something we need to check for, like the underlying currents in both Christian resources and, you know, the non-Christian ones. But I think it's that subtle underlying worldview, like, is it gospel centered? Are they considering, you know, God to be sovereign over all and for, you know, that children are mainly sinners who need a savior? Or is the message, oh, your children are mainly good, you need to just get them back to good? Mm-hmm. You know, I think that is a really common thing that I will often see in books, especially secular books, is this idea of your children are, you know, they're good, sweet, innocent little souls, and they just need a little bit of redirection. That's not quite what scripture says. So we need to keep that gospel in mind. And then, of course, like I said, just these common issues of, you know, is somebody encouraging you to trust in a certain methodology, right? And saying, like, if you just do A, B, and C as a mom, your kids are going to turn out great. Everything is going to be fine if you just do this. Or kind of that works-based thing of, hey, instead of trusting and hoping in Christ and knowing that God's in control, feeling like you have control. So there's lots of those common things there.
Yeah. And so we all, kind of like we were talking about, we give a wide range of different examples and we all have different kind of thresholds, especially in that middle range of like the kind of bruise. Like we all can kind of agree usually on what's rotten, but especially that middle range, we have different thresholds. And so as we're like talking with other people and taking in these things, you know, as we talked about, having that wisdom is so important. But then also having conversations with other believing moms, you know, that's super important. Mm-hmm. I know Emily and we discuss books to the death. Like I feel like, and we had different opinions on some of them. Typically we kind of come around and we're generally in alignment. But she and I even have different thresholds, even though I feel like you and I are super similar. I would say that sometimes our thresholds, especially on different topics, are different and what we can handle and kind of what can suck us in. And we're like, that is not healthy for me because I struggle with that area. So I don't want to start reading about that. So, you know, have conversations with other believing moms. Don't be afraid to say like, oh, I found some issues with that. You know, did you, or what did you think? And again, it doesn't mean you shouldn't read these books. We're not telling you to be a scaredy cat or like a stiff arm, all of these books, but instead to just use wisdom and discernment when you're reading them and to be able to say, okay, this was really helpful. This one nugget that I took, but a lot of it wasn't helpful, or I'm going to stop reading this book because I've gotten deep enough into it to realize this isn't good for me.
Yes. And I think, another thing we wanted to mention really quick is sometimes, you know, we put peaches in our cart, but we can like eat apples too, right? Like the secular books. As long as we know that they're apples, as long as we know that they are different and like, we are not, you know, expecting them to be Christian in any sense of the word. And so we just wanted to mention that too, again, in this wide range of what each of us would accept and say, hey, there's some truth here, to just use that discernment and know that there can be value too in a book on, you know, Laura was saying like cloth diapering or a resource on something like, you know, how to swaddle your baby. Those types of things, you know, probably are not gospel centered, but they're probably fine.
Yeah, you're not going to find like theological errors on predestination or something when you're talking about cloth diapering your baby. I think you're going to be okay. So, you know, we're just reading a blog post. It's like, okay, this is an apple. Like I'm not looking for a peach here. So that's definitely an important description or differentiation. So, and so Emily and I, we had a few other questions, but we will pop those maybe on the show notes, some other ways to discern that you can check out. And, you know, we also have a resources page. You guys constantly are asking us for resources and for practical tips. And we love sharing those. But part of where the show came from is that we felt like, oh, you know, this isn't perfect. Like no resource is perfect. And we sort of got into this discussion about it. And so we actually added a little statement onto our resources page just so that anyone who goes there remembers that like, okay, the only thing we can trust in as perfection is the Bible. After that, all of these people, they're humans and they're fallible. And so, you know, and again, what your threshold is may be different than someone else's. And so we want you to decide on your own that like, okay, this is helpful for me and this is true. And, according to what the Bible is, I don't want to say like, this sounds good to me. Sounds good with what the Bible says. And so we want to be able to give you resources, but we also want you to know that like, we're still learning, we're still growing and we're doing our best to sort these out. You know, and so the resources that we offer are not perfect. And so don't expect them, to be perfection, I guess. Anything to add there, Em?
No, that's great. And so, yeah, kind of our commission from this episode would be, you know, next time you're kind of in your mom tribe and, or you're talking with your friend about a book on motherhood or about discipline, or you're reading those articles online, or maybe you're just like looking for help on potty training, you can begin to practice a skill of discerning, and taking what you're learning, what you're studying in scripture and what kind of you are learning in the midst of your community that you hopefully have of women who are following after Christ. And you can begin to sort those things out. And you don't have to be fearful. And you also don't have to be foolish.
Yeah. So exactly.
Find the middle ground.
That's right. So head over to the show notes to find a lot of this stuff written down if it would be helpful for you. And that's risenmotherhood.com. And then, of course, follow us on social media for more on these things. And, of course, the resources we spoke of, that's typically where we might share even a current book that we're reading that's not listed on the resources page or different things. We share things that we like. And so you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at Risen Motherhood. And of course, we would love it if you'd give us a rating or review on iTunes. Best way to share the show and get the word out to help other moms continue to strive after gospel-centered motherhood. So thanks for joining us today. Have a great day.